I know that it's still June, and it may seem strange, but I'm already thinking about the high holidays, because it's actually only 10 weeks away. And as a rabbi, that means it's time to start planning. And I don't know why this thought entered into my head, but I started thinking about the fact that we do this very special bow only on the high holidays, where we bow all the way down to the ground and touch our heads down to the floor. Now, there's a story of a cantor who was very moved one Yom Kippur, and he was so taken with the prayers, he stopped what he was doing, and he just uttered this personal plea to God. He said, "God, I am nothing. God, I am dust, forgive me." And he fell down all the way down to the ground. And the rabbi, in seeing this, was so inspired by the cantor's heartfelt contrition that he too said this personal plea. He said, "God, I am nothing. I am dust, forgive me." And he fell down all the way down to the ground. Now, the president of the synagogue couldn't believe such heartfelt prayers from his rabbi and cantor, and he felt so moved that he too cried out, "God, I am nothing. I am dust. Please forgive me." And he fell down on his face to the ground. And the rabbi looks at the cantor and he says, "Look who thinks he's nothing." Now, we all have these moments where we get a little bit full of ourselves, where we think we're pretty special, and pride is a natural human reaction, but is it good? Now, the rabbis and Jewish tradition counsel, of course, against pride. In the Psalms we read, "Pride goes before a stumble and an arrogant spirit before a fall." The rabbis teach in Pirkei Avot, "Be very humble, because every human being's destiny is the grave." We may think we're pretty special now, but we'll all meet our end. But is there nothing redeeming about pride? Does it have no value, or should we seek to eradicate it like some awful disease? Well, the rabbis believe that we were created with two inclinations, the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara, the good inclination and the bad inclination. Now, I heard a great definition once that I want to share with you. I just don't know if it will make sense to you if you live here in Los Angeles. If you grew up in the Northeast or where they had cold winters, it'll make sense. It made sense for me. If you wake up in the morning and it's below freezing outside and it's snowing and you still have to go to work, what does your Yetzer Hara say? Your bad inclination says it's bad. It's bad outside. But then your good inclination comes in and says, "It's good. It's good to stay in your warm bed." The real definition for the difference between Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer Hara, now it's sunk in. It's one of those jokes that takes a little bit longer. The real definition between Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer Hara, the rabbis teach, is Yetzer HaTov is that impulse to do for others, and Yetzer Hara is the impulse to do for yourself. Now, the rabbis, of course, would prefer that we are influenced by our Yetzer HaTov, but they also recognize the necessity of the Yetzer Hara. They say if we never thought about ourselves, our own needs, our own happiness, without our Yetzer Hara, they say a person would never eat, a person would never build a home, a person would never get married. So they recognize the need for Yetzer Hara. But it still has to be reined in lest we become completely self-absorbed. So how do we find this balance, which is something that we really will struggle with every day of our lives, between finding ourselves worthy of good things, but also making sure that we do others and don't become excessively proud? So the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidism, finds a clue on how to do this in the blessing of Bil'am, where he says the famous line, "Matovo ohalecha Yaakov mishkenotecha Yisrael." He says that our ohel, our outside, should be like Jacob. And Jacob, literally, the definition means a heel. He said our outside should be humble. We should speak humbly, we should act humbly. Everything that we do that people see and hear should be done in a humble way. But our mishkan, our inner sanctuary, should be like Yisrael. And Yisrael means a prince of God. We should feel good on our insides. We should feel ourselves even noble. Now, this can sound like putting on an act. I'm sure we all know someone who acts humbly, but we know that they are arrogant on the inside because sometimes it slips out. But he's not counseling us to put on an act of humility. His teaching is very specific. We shouldn't be full of ourselves. We should be full of our relationship to God. That's what it means to be Yisrael. Because we human beings have value because we're created in God's image. A person who thinks that they have no value, that they are worth nothing, can't do God's work in the world. But we find the value in our connection to God, and we find the meaning in our lives through fulfilling God's Torah. In the Haftarah, which we're about to hear, the prophet Micah tells us very specifically what God wants from us. He says, God wants you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Now imagine if we were to actually be walking with God, it wouldn't be too hard to feel humble. But imagine the value of actually getting to walk with God. That's something very special. That's something to treasure. The person who gets to walk with God is God's partner, and that's something very unique. Now, is that difficult to find? I don't think it's as hard as we think. Kids like to ask, where is God? Where is God? I don't like that question. I refuse to answer it. I tell them, ask me a different question. Ask me, when is God? And that question I can answer. Because the answer is, God is when you perform mitzvot. You want to feel God's presence? Perform a mitzvah. And every time you walk with God and perform a mitzvah, you'll have this sense of humility and also this sense of inner self-worth, of being Israel, of being a prince of God. Shabbat Shalom.